Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has taken the U.S. campaign against Saddam Hussein to Europe. Tomorrow, he'll join other defense ministers and security experts at an annual conference on security policy in Munich, Germany. Today, Rumsfeld was in Rome, where he got strong support for the U.S. position on Iraq from Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Rumsfeld also met with U.S. troops at Aviano Air Base in northern Italy. NPR's Tom Gelton is traveling with Rumsfeld and has this report.
Donald Rumsfeld's frequent appearances on television briefing the Pentagon Press Corps have given him near celebrity status among the troops. It's an image the U.S. military has learned to make the most of. Hundreds of airmen filled a hangar at Aviano Air Base this afternoon to hear and see Rumsfeld in person.
I can see why the folks that are here like it so much. It's a beautiful place.
Speaking in front of a giant U.S. flag and alongside an F-16 fighter, Rumsfeld once more laid out the U.S. case for military action against Iraq. The key idea? Terrorist states with weapons of mass destruction are capable of carrying out attacks that would kill hundreds of thousands of people. No one at this town hall meeting challenged that argument, but it was clear from the questions raised here that American troops are a bit nervous. One of the first questions to Rumsfeld was from an airman who'd been stationed in Israel during the 1991 Gulf War when Iraq launched Scud missiles there. Is that likely to happen again? The airman asked Rumsfeld. And how would the United States respond?
We are reasonably persuaded that they do have several handfuls, two or three handfuls of Scuds. There's also no question but that they'd feel free to use them. And there's also no question but that the plan that General Franks, the head of Central Command, has fashioned takes into account that possibility, and that along with our other nations that would be participating, if force has to be used, we would be able, we believe, to deal with that problem.
A female airman, having first told Rumsfeld it was neat to see him in person, confessed she was a reservist, and she was worried about what's beginning to seem like an open-ended deployment. Many of us, she said, are wondering whether we will go to a full mobilization.
It is highly unlikely that we would go to a full mobilization. I have been signing a great many deployment orders and mobilization orders, and the forces have been flowing now for a good number of weeks, and that has had its intended effect.
Rumsfeld gave no assurances at all that war could be avoided, and he deliberately left unclear what kind of war might lie ahead.
It is not knowable how long that conflict would last. It could last, 6 days, 6 weeks, I doubt 6 months.
Another airman wondered what Rumsfeld thought would happen in Iraq after Saddam Hussein was overthrown. Rumsfeld said the United States would stay in Iraq long enough to make sure any new government there abandoned any thought of developing weapons of mass destruction. These are the kinds of questions Rumsfeld is likely to face tomorrow when he meets his fellow defense ministers and other security experts at the Munich conference. It's certain to be a tense meeting. Rumsfeld has scheduled a bilateral session with the defense minister of Germany, whose government he grouped with Cuba and Libya this week as countries unwilling in any way to support military action against Iraq. There's no sign Rumsfeld is shying away from a confrontation with Germany. He said today he didn't understand why anyone would get stirred up over his comment. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Aviano Air Base in Italy.